News. From the Sky News Centre at 7, police have made an arrest after emails reportedly threatening children and staff with violence were sent to schools in Leeds and Bradford. Teachers kept pupils indoors for the whole day with gates locked and windows and doors closed. An investigation started after the details of thousands of Greater Manchester police officers and staff were hacked. Information on ID badges and warrant cards were stolen in a cyber attack on a third-party supplier. Caterina Vitozzi, who's outside GMP headquarters, says the Police Federation has raised concern.
It said that our colleagues are undertaking some of the most difficult and dangerous roles imaginable. To have any personal details potentially leaked out into the public domain in this manner for all to possibly see will understandably cause many officers concern and anxiety.
The son of the US president has been indicted on federal firearms charges. Hunter Biden's facing three accusations of lying when buying a gun. Thousands of people have been buried in mass graves in a city in Libya, devastated by floods. At least 5,500 people are known to have died in Derna. A powerful storm caused two dams to burst on Sunday night, washing buildings into the sea and wiping away communities. Ibrahim Musa lives there.
It's a disaster that's gone beyond imagination. We thought it was just floods, water going down, but the mud is the greatest problem. Bodies are buried under piles of mud and debris, 3 or 4 metres high of mud.
Three British nationals are being treated for botulism after visiting a wine bar in France. Authorities in Bordeaux believe the outbreak's linked to out-of-date sardines. And Manchester City defender Kyle Walker has signed a new contract keeping him at the club until 2026. He's won 5 Premier League titles since arriving in 2017. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, very good evening to you. It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. I'm John Chubb. You're listening to Phoenix 98FM. Welcome into the non-league hour. Tears for Fears kicking us off musically with Head Over Heels. So first off this week, we're going to take a look at the National League. And on Saturday, Dagenham and Redbridge's run of three wins came to an end with a 3-1 defeat away to Chesterfield. Josh Rees gave the Daggers the lead in the 40th minute, and they led right up until the 72nd minute when Ryan Colclough equalised for Chesterfield, the hosts. And they won a penalty in the last minute of the match, which was netted by Will Grigg. And then Ollie Banks made it 3-1 to Chesterfield. So defeat for the Daggers, and that took them down two places in the league to 13th. That was always going to be a difficult task, though, against high-flying Chesterfield, who came so close to promotion last season. And with them currently in second place, Paul Cook's men making a promotion push once again this time around. Meanwhile, Southend United travelled to FC Halifax Town on Saturday, and they took the lead when Wes Fongook scored for them before Adam Senior equalised for Halifax 16 minutes from time. But in between, Halifax were down to 10 men. There was a really bizarre setting off, the strangest one I've possibly ever seen, actually. Have a look at it on YouTube if you get the chance. Involved their veteran midfielder Luke Summerfield, who was running across the edge of the penalty area when he ran in the direction of the referee, and the referee, for some reason, stuck his arm out. Summerfield collided with him, and he produced a red card and sent him off. It was really, really strange. But quite rightly, it has since been overturned. So Southend back on the bottom of the league after that result with 3 points. Remember, they've got that 10-point deduction due to the financial issues at the club. Frustratingly for the side and Kevin Bowen and his management team, they would actually be in fifth place if it weren't for that. On to the National League South, and on Saturday, Aveley dropped to fourth place after losing 2-0 at Slough Town. A bit of a shock result that for the Millers, and one which took Slough out of the relegation places. Also on the losing side on Saturday were Chelmsford City. They made long trips down to Devon to take on Torquay United, and they ended up losing 2-1. And Ben Brooks thought he'd earned City a point with a goal of 4 minutes from time after Torquay had led. But the home side scored the winner in the 94th minute, and Robbie Simpson's side are now down to seventh place in the league after that. Meanwhile, Braintree Town hosted Farnborough at the Dunmow Group Stadium, and after Farnborough took the lead in only the third minute, 3 minutes later, Ben Mason equalised for the Iron. That proved to be the only two goals of the match, and it finished one apiece there. And Braintree, as a result, are in 15th place in the league.
98. FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
On to the Eastman Premier League, and Hornchurch continued their impressive form. They are still unbeaten in the league, and they travelled to Wingate and Finchley on Saturday and picked up a 4-1 win, thanks to goals from Sam Higgins, Ryan Scott, Adi Yusuf and Sean Scannell. Billericay Town didn't have a game. They were due to host Dulwich Hamlet at New Lodge, but because Dulwich had three international call-ups on the international weekend, the game was postponed and will be played at a later date. Hashtag United, meanwhile, played Kingstonian at the Lynn Salmon Stadium. Kingstonian led 2-0 at half-time, but Hashtag made a second half comeback. Thomas Anderson scored just before the hour, and veteran Greg Halford scored from the penalty spot late on to earn the tags a share of the sports. It finished Hashtag 2, Kingstonian 2. Canvey Island suffered their fourth defeat of the season. They hosted Whitehawk at the Movie Star Stadium. A really good start when Connor Hubbell scored from the penalty spot after 11 minutes, but White Hawk replied 5 minutes later and again in the 67th minute to take all 3 points. And it doesn't get any better for Concord Rangers. They have now lost all six of their opening matches in the ESPN Premier League, and they were beaten 2-0 away at Carshalton Athletic on Saturday. It was action in the FA Trophy at the weekend with the first qualifying round taking place. And on Friday night, Bowers and Pitsy ensured their progress to the second qualifying round with a 3-1 win at home to Goulston, thanks to goals from Henry Sinai, Lewis Chambers and Banas Vavada, who scored from the penalty spot. All of those goals came in the first half after Goulston had taken an early lead. Then on Saturday, Brentwood Town were one of the local sides in action. They travelled up to Suffolk to take on fellow Isthmian North outfit Felixstowe Moreton United. But disappointment for the Blues, who suffered a 2-0 defeat. Also going out of the competition were Grays Athletic, another Isthmian North side. They lost 3-2 at Hartford Town. Sam Bantic and Aaron Gordon both found the net for Grays, but it wasn't enough and the host went through. Better luck for Redbridge, though. Another Isthmian North side, they hosted Stopfold at Oakside Stadium on Saturday, and a 20th minute goal from Joseph Elliott was enough to see them through to the next stage of the competition. And quite a goal fest at Waltham Abbey, where they hosted Ipswich Wanderers in the trophy, and Abbey won that tie by 6-2. And also going through Witham Town, who hosted their Isthmian North local rivals, Witham Town. And they won 3-0. Jeffrey Cobbler helped himself to two of those goals, and the other one was scored by Ronnie Bates. And Brightling Sea Region also progressed. They travelled up to Norfolk to take on Wroxham, and they won 4-2. Zach Littlejohn and Andre Mbalo both scored for Region. Looked like it was heading for a draw, but a couple of late goals from Ollie Sosyimbo ensured that Region went through to the second qualifying round. And moving on to the Essex Senior League, Saturday's action saw a 1-0 win for Buckhurst Hill at home to Wyatt Ensign. Finished Cogshall Town 1, Athletic Newham 2. Great Wakenham Rovers beat Tegley 2-0. Ilford 1-2-0 at home to Saffron Walden Town. It finished Little Oakley 2, Barking 1. Romford 4, Clacton, FC Clacton 1. The Stanbury Rovers drew 1-0 with Sporting Beggar United. Tilbury had a 3-1 win at home to Housedy Town. And West Essex beat Frenford 3-0. Almost forgot to mention that Woodford Town were in action on Friday night against Holby Sports, and that finished 1-1. And Tuesday night's action saw Frenford at home to Romford. Andy Gardner went along to watch that match, and we can hear from him now.
It has finished at the Jack Carter Centre. Frenford 3, Romford 2. On an emotional night for the home side following the sad passing of club legend Dave Forbes Sr. His sons are the management team at Frenford, and they would have been very proud of the team tonight as Frenford pick up their first league win of the season against table-topping Romford, who were 18 points above Frenford at the start of play already. It was played on a traditional September night back in driving rain. It was a fantastic game, the first ever league meeting between these two sides. And we had one of the quickest goals of the season to boot, scored by Sam Ince for Frenford after 24 seconds, some hesitancy in the Romford defence. And Ince picked it up 25 yards out and unleashed a great shot into the top corner. Romford were all over the place in the first 10 minutes, and Frenford could have been out of sight. Raheem Gray was causing a lot of problems. He had a couple of chances. Scott had a header off the line, and then Scott Doe as well was lucky to clear another chance off the line from Gray. We're waiting for Romford to come alive. They finally did after 41 minutes when their top scorer Hassan Nalbandt brought a good save out of Matt Knight. And they were level 2 minutes later when this time Frankfurt made a mistake, giving the ball away. And the ball came to Bobby Daly for a fine finish. Two great goals in this first half. And it was all level at half time. And in the second half, it was more of the same, with Frankfurt really coming out firing and going back in front after 53 minutes. Ball put through for Dion Johnston, who it was Ince again, the provider. Johnston converted. That was 2-1. And then Frankfurt really should have put this game to bed. Raheem Gray had 2 one-on-ones with the keeper, but missed on both occasions. And then we had the fleet-footed David, who came on for Frankfurt. He was a real threat. Kieran David really caused a lot of problems. And he all set up another chance. He all set up another chance, which went begging, before Romford came back with another equaliser, this time after 81 minutes, against the run of play, when a shilling was brought down in the box, and it was the penalty was converted by Lee Hersett. So that was 2-2. But then just a couple of minutes later, Frankfurt scored a third time. And again, it was another defensive mistake. And again, it was Dion Johnston who smashed, gleefully smashed home what turned out to be the winning goal 5 minutes from time. Then we had another major incident just before the end when Kieran David was really lively when he came on. He was scythed down by the very experienced Junior Luke. It was a last man challenge. And he saw a straight red card. Romford were not happy about it. They won't be very happy with the result, but it was definitely a well-deserved win for Frankfurt, their first in the league this season. And I say Dave Forbes, senior, will be looking down, very proud man tonight.
Thanks to Andy Gardner for that report, and apologies, briefly stopped in the middle there. I've had a bit of a Wi-Fi issue in the studio, fingers crossed. That was the end of it. So a win for Frankfurt, and first defeat of the season for Romford. Also on Tuesday night, Buckhurst Hill beat Athletic Newham by 3-0. FC Clacton beat Coggeshall Town 3-1. Housted Town 2, Holby Sports 1 was the final score at the Millbank Stadium. Finished 1-1 between Saffron Walden Town and Little Oakley at Catons Lane. And comprehensive victory for Stanway Rovers at home to Ilford. The home side 1-4. And last night's action saw Sporting Bengal United beat Takeley 5-1. White Hens Iron drew 1 with Tilbury at Brothers Park. And there was a home win for Woodford against West Essex, Woodford 1-3. And they are now top of the league, Woodford Town. They've gone above Romford on goal difference, and Woodford are now the only unbeaten side in the league, having played 8, they've won 6 and drawn 2. Romford have played 9, won 6, drawn 2 and lost 1. West Essex, Sporting Bengal United and Great Wakering Rovers are 3rd, 4th and 5th. At the other end of the table, Coggeshall Town struggling to adjust to life at this level. They are still without a win. They've lost 7 of their 8 games so far, just 1 point there for Ilford are just above them. Frankfurt above Ilford on goal difference after that half-fought win over Ilford. And completing our roundup of Step 5 in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, Stansted had a couple of home games this week. Saturday saw them beat Tring Athletic by 3-0, but they didn't have such luck on Tuesday night when they hosted St. Pantaleimon. Always struggle with that one. And it finished 4-3 to the visitors. But Stansted, who made an improvement after their poor start to the campaign, they are now in 15th place. Got an interview coming up soon. All will be revealed after we've heard the current song from Ash, Race the Night.
Midnight comes and miss a girl already. Always enigmatic, ever so unsteady. Playing it shy, who's the lucky guy? Waiting for the heart to melt. Eyes of mercury, whisper stormy weather. On the Riviera, we'll get lost together. I am aiming high, I'm not scared to try. See how the cards are dealt. So open up your heart and take a guess. The only real answer right now is yes. Tell me that I'm right to run into the night. We are two of a kind.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
And I'm pleased to tell you that Darren will be back at 6 p.m. on Thursdays from next week with 98 Not Out after being off the air for nearly a year. It has continued as a podcast during that time, but it will be back on the airwaves in its rightful place at 6 p.m. on Thursdays. So if you like your cricket, make sure you tune in from 6. And Darren is going to be on before me each week. Right, I had planned to bring you an interview with Barkingside's chairman, Jimmy Flanagan, about the future of the club, which has been thrown into chaos due to a dispute with their landlords, Ilford. I spoke with Jimmy this afternoon, had a good chat with him for about 15 minutes, but there are some technical issues in trying to get the interview to play out. So I will try and resolve that, but if I can't, I'll probably have to play on Phoenix Sport on Saturday instead. And talking of the league that Barkingside play in, the Thurlow Down First Division South, they suffered a 3-0 defeat away to Wormley Rovers on Saturday. It's been a difficult start to the season for Barkingside. Before that, there were a couple of games on Friday night. Basildon Town drew 1-1 with Hackney Wick. Mayne Baker beat St Margaret's Bury 3-0. And Saturday's other matches saw Burton Ramblers beat Brimsback down 2-0. Clapton Community drew 0-0 with Hoddesdon Town. Clapton beat Hutton 2-1. Harlow Town beat Newbury Forest 4-2. Finished North West London 4, Dunmow Town 3. Parkview 1, Benfleet 4. Southend Manor 2, Enfield Borough 2. Tower Hamlets 2 and Cannonswood 3. Tuesday night saw a 1-0 draw between Enfield Borough and Tower Hamlets. Basildon Town travelled to South Church Park to play Southend Manor and ran out 3-1 winners. And there was another win for Harlow Town away to St Margaret's Bury. Harlow won that by 2-0. Last night, Broomstown hosted Parkview, the visitors winning by 3-2. It finished Dunmo Town 3, Burton Ramblers 0 and Hackney Wick 2, Hutton 0. So a bad week for Hutton after their good start to the season. Meanwhile, in the League Cup, there was a 0-0 draw between Benfleet and Cannonswood. So Harlow Town, with just one defeat from their first 3 matches, 10 matches of which they've won 6, sit on top of the table with 21 points, having played 10. Cannonswood, Dunmow Town and Hutton, the three sides below them, all have a game in hand. Though Cannons are on 19, Dunmow and Hutton are on 18. Burnham Ramblers sit in fifth place, having played 11, and they are on 16 points. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nunn First Division North, just taking a look at the Essex sides in that league. Holland travelled to Great Yarmouth Town on Saturday and picks up a 2-1 win. Thumping win for Harwich and Parkston at home to Haverhill Rovers. Harwich won 6-1. And with no Town travelled to Whittlesea Athletic and drew 2-2. And Harwich scored another 6-1 win on Tuesday night. They hosted Haverhill Borough. And they like playing teams from Haverhill, don't they? So they won 6-1 again. And another side who enjoyed a very good victory on Tuesday night, but Stanway Pegasus, who scored 5 at home to Cornard United without reply. And last night, Holland hosted AFC Sudbury Reserves, and they won the match by 4-0. Holland are top of the league, 4 points clear of second place Stanway Pegasus, but Stanway have a couple of games in hand on them. They're followed by Framlingham Town, AFC Sudbury Reserves and Holbeach United. Harwich and Parkstone are in 8th and Wivenhoe Town are in 13th. This is New Order and True Faith. We'll
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So I'm going to start my preview of the forthcoming week's fixtures now. First off, in the National League, Saturday sees Dagenham and Redbridge travel to Oxford City. Newcomers playing at Step One for the first time this season following their promotion from the National League South Island playoffs last season. They had a bit of an awkward start, but they've picked up some decent results since. So, and they're in 16th place. So, definitely won't be a pushover for the Daggers, that one. Southend United travel to Yorkshire for the second Saturday in a row. They're away to York City, who have had a very difficult start to the season. They're the only team without a win in the National League at the moment, having drawn four and lost four for the opening eight matches. When both local sides are back in action on Tuesday night. The Daggers host Bromley at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. Southend are at home as well. They take on Maidenhead United, currently in 14th place at Roots Hall. By the way, Bromley, the Daggers visitors, they are currently in 9th place in the league. There aren't any games at Steps 2 or 3 on Saturday, or this week, actually, because Saturday sees the second qualifying round of the FA Cup, and Billericay Town travel up to Brightling Sea Regent, and there's another all Essex tie at Park Lane, where Canvey Island of the ESPN Premier League take on National League South Braintree Town. Hashtag United face Southern League leader Market at the Lynn Salmon Stadium. Averley travelled to Norfolk to take on Kingsland Town from the National League North. Chelmsford City have an away tie at Ware. And Witham Town from the ESPN North take on ESPN Premier League side Hornchurch at Spa Road. There are matches in ESPN North on Saturday. Brentwood Town, currently in 16th place, they face bottom side Ipswich Wanderers without a win from their three opening matches. And after their 6-2 defeat in the FA Trophy at Waltham Abbey on Saturday, Ipswich Wanderers parted company with their management team. So not going well for them so far at step four. Grays Athletic, they're at home to Bury Town. Redbridge face Enfield. And Walthamstow, they're at home to Malden and Titchfield. All of those are 3 p.m. kickoffs. Then on Tuesday night, Bowes and Pitsy have a trip to Suffolk to play Felixstowe and Walton United. That one has a 7:45 kickoff. Meanwhile, in the Essex Senior League, on Saturday, there is a home game for Athletic Newham. They take on Great Wakering Rovers. Barkey face Coggeshall Town. FC Clacton, they are at home to Ilford. Fremford face Stanway Rovers, and they'll be hoping to build on their first victory of the season, whether it be Romford on Tuesday night. Housted Town face leaders Woodford Town. Holbridge Sports were at home to West Essex. Saffron Walden Town take on Buckhurst Hill. Sporting Bury United are at home to Little Oakley. Takeley take on Tilbury, and White Ensign are at home to Romford. Then on Tuesday night, Fremford face Ilford. Little Oakley play Harbury Sports. There's a couple of League Cup matches as well. Stansted versus Athletic Newham. Stanbury Rovers take on Cannons Wood. And there's another County Cup match on, Challenge Cup match, I should say, on Wednesday night with Romford taking on Great Wakering Rovers.
Don't you know we can fly?
John Chubb, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. Yeah, I'm back this Saturday afternoon. I must apologise if you tuned in specifically to hear my chat with Jimmy Flanagan, the chairman of Barkingside. Unfortunately, I've had a bit of a technical issue here in the studio, so I'm not going to be able to play it out this evening. But I will get it sorted. I will we'll post a link to it online tomorrow, and I will play it out on Phoenix Sport on Saturday afternoon as well. Normally, the show's 3 till 6 on a Saturday. I might be starting an hour early this week because Spence, who's normally on with the weekend wind-up before me, isn't in, and there's currently no show schedule, so I might be doing an extra hour from 2pm. Watch this space. So, continuing with a preview of the fixtures for the coming week, the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division sees another home fixture for Stansted this week. They are home to Aylesbury Vale Dynamos, who are currently struggling in 18th place. And moving on to step six, Barkingside. Whilst we're talking about Barkingside, they're home to Southend Manor. Just to give you the gist of the situation at Barkingside, they ground share Crickenfield Stadium with Ilford Football Club, and they have done since 2014, but there's a dispute now because Romford have increased the rent for them, despite a contract having been signed in 2014, allowing Barkingside to play there until 2031, which, as Jimmy Flanagan told me, or he claims is legally binding. It was signed off by the same solicitors who represent the FA, but Ilford disputing the legality of the agreement that was made in 2014. And it puts the future of the club in great doubt unless they can either Redbridge Council comes out in their favour. I know Jimmy was attending a council meeting tonight to discuss the issue with them, and a decision, as I understand it, was being made. And also, it would depend, you know, if it didn't go in their favour, whether they could arrange a ground share with another club. But very uncertain times for Barking side. And I had an interesting chat with Jimmy, which, as I say, I'll post online tomorrow and I'll play out on Saturday. So, Barkingside take on Salford Manor on Saturday. Basildon Town, they host Clapton Community. Burnham Ramblers, they're at home to Tower Hamlets. Cannonswood face Enfield Borough. Harlow Town take on North West London. Hutton are at home to Brimsdown. And St Margaret's Bree versus Dumbo Town and Wembley Rovers versus Parkview make up the rest of the fixtures. In the Tuesday night games, Hoddesdon Town face Brimsdown, Newbury Forest are at home to Harlow Town. Stanbury Rovers take on Cannonswood. Barkingside have a home game on Wednesday night. They're at home to Clapton Community. Now, that game was scheduled to take place last night, but due to one of the floodlights failing at Cricklefield Stadium, they had to postpone that match late on. But as Jimmy Flanagan told me earlier, they are offering free admission. They're encouraging people to make donations, so you can basically go along and pay whatever you can afford on the night. A nice gesture, I think. Also on Wednesday night, Benfleet take on Basildon Town. May and Baker, they will be facing Hutton, and Parkview home to North West London. Finally, Tower Hamlets, they will be taking on Clapton.
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Woman, tend to the sick. There must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Tears. My night nurse. Oh gosh. Oh, the pain is getting worse. I don't wanna see no doc. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. Night nurse. Only you alone can quench this thirst. I don't wanna see no doubt.
I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. But there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. Night nurse, only you alone can quench this your thirst.
That's Gregory Isaacs and Night Nurse. And that's just about it from me. Gareth Williams is going to be along shortly. He is going to be presenting Bumper to Bumper for your trawl through Indian alternative music from the 1960s upwards. So stand by for that. I should be back Saturday afternoon with Phoenix Sport. I hope you can join me for that. If not, all being well, I should be back next Thursday with another edition of the Non-League Hour between 7 and 8 p.m. We'll sign off now with She Can Everybody Dance. Thanks for listening and good night.
We'll be right back.